Welcome to Turkey Crossing, everyone. This is Paul Bogush, and thank you for stopping by to hang out with me while we talk about how to get our kids to solve problems, collaborate, create, innovate, dialogue, and get their imaginations cranking, all while using Classroom 2.0 tools and not forgetting that the most important thing in the world is not an online connection, but a teacher-student connection. So relax, close your eyes, unless you're driving, eating, or skydiving, and open your mind for another edition of Turkey Crossing. Good morning, everyone. This is Paul Bogush, and welcome back to Turkey Crossing. Today's a special day because the sun is out. We have been visiting my in-laws in the Berkshires in Massachusetts for the last week, and the temperatures have been raw, and the clouds have been thick, and today is the very first day in which there is actually some blue sky, and of course, this is our last full day here. We are on a beautiful, beautiful lake, Otis Reservoir, and it would have been really nice to be swimming all week if we didn't have these Arctic winds coming across the lake and the temperatures and weren't in the 50s and it wasn't cloudy. So while the children were courageous enough to go in every day, their daddy sure wasn't. Cold water is something I definitely have a problem with. I don't care if it's 0 degrees outside, but man, you put me in chilly water, forget about it. So, it's starting to look like it's going to be a great day. My daughter and I and trusty dog canoed across the lake to a nice wooded spot with a bag of books, and we've been sitting here reading them for the past hour or so. We're almost ready to head back to the canoe and paddle back to the house. And possibly, Dad might even go swimming today.
Yay!
Hey, don't hold your breath, kid. It's still chilly. It's got to get to at least 83 degrees. And then I'll take the plunge into the lake off the slide. But this has been an interesting week because the internet is hooked up here at, I believe, what is it called? Kilobytes per second. It's hooked up at 24 kilobytes per second, which has basically made the use of the computer has gone to basically zero. We have been able to check email, but of course you kind of click load and you walk away and you come back a half an hour later and it's all up. So there's been no podcast. So I did do one yesterday out in the canoe on the lake, and this is the second one. I'll post them when I get home and actually have a much faster service. But today's, I wanted to do something. An interesting little thing happened to me. I believe it was Monday. I was reading a book, and I've been reading and researching nonstop since May on using blogs and podcasts and wikis and all the Web 2.0 stuff with the kids. And for those of you that have listened to other podcasts, I was kind of set into this huge research thing when I had to shut down mine with a parent. I shut down all my school stuff with when a parent complained about it. And I started researching so that I would basically know everything when the school year started. And this past Monday, I was reading a book, The Whole New Mind, which is, what's the author of that? Daniel Pink, I believe, is his name. Excellent book. And about three-quarters of the way through, I had total brain lock. I could not learn another new thing. I had been researching this stuff hour after hour, day after day, month after month, and I was done. I was totally and completely done researching, reading, and thinking about Classroom 2.0 tools and for this upcoming school year. And you know, went down to the bookstore and got a book that wasn't related to school at all. But hold on, I've just been told that I have a tick on me.
What? I think there's one on Luna.
Oh, we'll get it from her later. Thanks, kiddo. We now go back to the regularly scheduled podcast. And I've kind of connected this to what happened this year with my kids. I had another student teacher this year. And a lot of times after the student teacher leaves, I kind of feel rushed to squeeze in a lot of things that might not have gotten done. And I noticed a definite brain lock with my kids about the second week of June or so, and how they seem to just simply need a break. And normally breaks are something I work into, you know, my kids' life. I usually never go more than two units in a row with working in some sort of break. Just whether it's a nice, relaxing couple days of a lesson that really doesn't require a lot of work on their part, or whether it's more of a simple, straightforward kind of current events sort of thing. But I normally work in some kind of break in between units, and definitely after every second unit, to allow everyone to kind of decompress and recharge. And I tell you, I really saw the importance of that after I locked down. I mean, if I was in a school setting and I had to come back on Tuesday and be expected to pay attention to more stuff, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And I just think that's important to remember with our kids. You know, sometimes we become so locked into getting stuff done, finishing the curriculum, making sure we cover everything we're supposed to cover in a chapter, making sure that we're, you know, all of our blogs and podcasts and wikis and websites and everything else is going on, and new stuff is being added constantly. And I think sometimes we forget that kids need a break. You know, I think for us, we're worrying about one subject, and, you know, I know that some of us have family and we've got bills and all that other good stuff, but, you know, they're worrying about five other subjects. They're worried about their family stuff. They're worried about friendship stuff. And, you know, as teenagers, they've got all those hormones racing around. And I think we forget that their life is bigger than just our class. And sometimes we forget that they have lives too. And that a lot of times as a teacher, you know, you can come into a classroom and you can pull off a C. You know, if someone was to grade your performance, and it would still be all right. I know there's plenty of weeks where I've got all sorts of other stuff happening in my life, and I definitely pull out my C performance for the week, you know, just to get through the week. But I think sometimes the students end up being under more scrutiny and a bigger spotlight. And, you know, when a teacher pulls off a C performance, nobody ever writes that down in a book. Nobody ever, you know, grades them. Whereas if a student has a rough week and they pull off a C performance, you know, it gets written down. You know, that's part of their permanent average that gets put into the grade book, their marking book, and everything else. So let's leave it at that. Give your kids a break this year, would you? Keep in mind that they do have lives, that their lives are just as rich and diverse and stressful and can be painful and exciting and enjoying and everything else as ours. And sometimes I think maybe it's even more magnified because of the fact that, you know, again, as the teenagers, everything's flowing in them. They do have all the different subjects, and I think a lot of times we forget that. You know, you're well aware of what they're doing in your class, but are you aware of what they're doing in five other classes? Are you aware of what they're doing for their ballet recital? Are you aware of what their responsibilities are for their team that's going through the playoffs right now? Are you aware of their responsibilities that they're dealing with because their mother just had a new baby? Are you aware of the responsibilities in their family that they have because, you know, their parents just had a divorce? Or you know, it doesn't even have to be that complicated. It just can be much simpler things. But add it all together, it could take a big toll. And I think we need to give them a break every once in a while. So, I'll leave you with that. Working something fun for your kids once in a while and give them a break, would you? This is Paul Bogish. This is Turkey Crossing. And again, if you made it this far, please leave a comment, would you? Thank you very much for stopping by and listening, and come back again. Next week is the first week of school for me. I'm pretty excited about that, so I don't know if I'll have one going on next week. Maybe I'll do one after the first day with some reactions to that and some of the funky things that I do on the first day of school. All right, so I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks.